So we organized by tuning sections
for
fluidity
smart.
Of the show. So we have two, and then we have three, and then another two, and then another three.
Wow, so organized.
Yeah.
So thought out.
That's awesome.
100 songs. 100 songs in a marathon.
Oh, yeah. Then we're going to play our artistic interpretation of the alphabet.
Ooh.
Wow.
Don't joke about that, because, like, unless you're actually going to do it, like, I would listen to that.
That's up to these guys.
So that's what it's called when you're up to something.
Something, why don't you let me know? Oh. If it ends in nothing, why can't I let it go? Oh.
Establishing a deeper foreground for the things coming to fall behind, the shape of which we lose sight of in the distance. Something, why can't you let me know? Whoa. If it ends in nothing, why can't I let it go? Whoa.
Rest in peace, Betty White. Shout out, Betty White.
Shout out, Betty White.
Just a little longer, we could be, make it so much fun. Ever did before.
processing those changes. Come and go, waiting in patience. All these ghosts.
Next song we wrote in about 2 days to fill more material for the finals of the Battle of the Bands.
It's a song about going to Colorado and wanting to quit your job, but they fire you when you get back anyways, so it doesn't really matter. Make music. Go travel. I don't know. Nothing that I smoked in Fraser ever helped me to remember. Ever since this past November, I've been having dreams about the two of us. Trying not to cut again. I won't be waiting. Some tear in pieces. Intoxicated. Nothing that I drank in Fraser ever helped me to remember the time. Left the state to get some fresh air. You always said that I was better than the jump. I won't be waiting. Some too ambitious. Intoxicated, trying to go up again. I won't be waiting. Some too ambitious. Intoxicated.
What's the part of the song where you clap your hands together?
Nothing that I smoked in Fraser ever helped me to remember the time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Yeah, we got another tuning break.
Check. Perfect. Okay, so that was called Fraser.
Yes.
Fraser.
It's a place out in Colorado, actually.
Shout out Colorado.
Yeah. Shout out Colorado.
I have a great friend from Colorado. River, if you can imagine. A river named in Colorado. So wow. Fitting.
Right on.
What are your guys' like biggest inspirations? That can be like music, like artists, or you know, the state of Colorado. Or Betty White, for example. I'm kind of so, I'm curious about that.
That was actually probably the first song that was written for this band.
Whoa.
Like before the band was even a thing, I was just like,
hence the sticker.
Was it?
Hence the sticker. She's very important.
I was just like messing around on my computer and I was like, oh, I wanna make a song. So I like made the general outline of the song and I brought it over to Tate. We didn't have a name for it and Betty White had just died, so we were like, screw
it.
It
was too perfect.
Rest in peace Betty White as like a temporary title and just never got rid of it.
It's kind of a timepiece in that sense.
Yeah, it really dates it.
Shout out Zach Fox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zach Fox.
Another fun fact, actually, Jan's only been playing guitar for what, like 2 years? 3 years?
Like seriously, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's mainly a keyboard player in his other band, the Comatose Kid.
This is true.
Shout out. Yeah. Shout out the Comatose Kid. Was the transition easy? No.
I would say so. Like, cause I started to play piano when I was like in second grade. Oh. So I had like a lot of, here, you want me to get just closer to the mic? So I already had like a pretty good basis on like music theory and all that stuff in general. So just, it was mostly just learning new muscle memory, just in a different format. So
awesome.
I would say the keys definitely helped me out for that.
Yeah.
Nice. I have a question for you guys. So you have been playing music together since 2024. What are some of your favorite moments from your time as a band together?
Whoa.
That's a really good question.
Not meeting A Boogie.
Yeah. A Boogie, though. Springfest was definitely like one of the coolest things,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Also, we went on like a little 4-day micro tour in, when was that? December?
Yeah, December.
Yeah, like down towards, we played one show in New Haven and then three down in the DC area and then just came right back.
DMV.
Yeah, I was going to say that was probably like one of my top 10 Scrum moments. Mm. I don't know, just.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, here.
But yeah, just like traveling with these guys, just like hanging out with your best friends, going and playing music, you know.
Quality time.
Places I haven't been to before. And
I think Ben's got a couple stories to share.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
We rented, like we were in D.C., so we went to the D.C. Monuments, which I had never been to before. It's pretty sick. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. But we rented bikes there. And it was, like, a total fiasco. Like, we had to, like, return them. And, like, it just, like, we couldn't find any docks to return them. And we ended up having to strand Evan. But just, like, bobbing around, like, with the bikes. It was pretty great.
But Evan had a great time. Where were you, Evan?
I was at the funeral for the Penny in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, wow.
They had Abe Lincoln cosplayers. They had a open casket that you could throw your pennies into to say goodbye.
Wait, that seems
kind
of greedy.
There were eulogies. There were a lot of other cosplay. I saw Pennywise.
What?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That
sure.
is crazy.
Oh, Pennywise. Oh yeah. You just clocked that.
Oh. Wow. Better late than never. Better late than never.
I'd say my personal favorite memory. Speaking of clowns, in October we played every weekend of October, doing different Halloween costumes for every different show, and we second last show. Unfortunately, Ben wasn't there. He was under concussion recovery, but the rest of us dressed up as clowns, face paint, full thing.
Did you have the red noses?
We did not have red noses, but we had a band member from another band on the set come and shave my head on stage.
Down Whoa.
To the
Whoa.
Wow.
That was pretty fun.
Shout out Jerry Biggs. I'm wearing a Jerry Biggs t-shirt actually right now.
Oh, wow.
They're the guys who shaved my head. They're very cool.
Shout out.
Owen, what about you?
I said the monuments riding bikes at the monuments.
The monuments riding bikes.
Like,
and going to museums.
We also enjoyed going to the Aerospace Museum in DC.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We also enjoyed.
He's just turning into like a DC tourism advertiser.
Shout out DC.
Yeah, shout out DC, the DMV.
I can't believe you were there for the death of the penny. Yeah. That's like so historic.
I totally forgot that happened. Yeah,
there for the death of Betty White. Mm-hmm. For the death of the penny.
Wow. Scrum, we're a historic band. We're at all the historic moments.
We're the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, you guys are the Grim Reapers.
And then immediately after, we got scammed by a Halal Shack cart.
Oh.
That's the death of my wallet.
It says, you got rid of all your pennies, bro.
I know. No pennies.
Who was pocketing the coffin full of pennies? That's like, I hope
that's
it was
like,
I hope it was Abe. Yeah, probably.
I'm not even kidding. It was some government group, and they just took all the pennies.
God.
They're probably scanning for DNA or something.
They can't keep
that's
getting
crazy.
Away with this.
I mean, they'll be worth something in a couple centuries or something.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Abe didn't die for nothing.
Guitar amp mic mishap.
Wait, so who are your biggest musical inspirations? I kind of, like, glossed over that with Colorado a bit.
I did that on purpose because I don't know.
I feel like Jan is also the best person to ask about that, though. Because
I'm not, though.
It could be.
I just make weird stuff.
I think that's the best part.
Yeah, that's important to note. I mean, Jan writes all of our music. He'll send us a demo, and then we work together from his base concept to create it into the final product.
Teamwork makes a dream work.
Yeah,
there
for
you
sure.
go. But like, it does. Maybe it doesn't have to be your inspiration. But like, who are some of your favorite artists?
Smush.
Your bandmates.
Smush. Yeah. Yeah. I discovered this like pretty cool band from. I think they're from Brooklyn, and they make like weird stuff. I like their stuff.
What are they called?
They're called Smush.
Smush or Smosh, like the YouTube.
No.
Is that what you were saying?
M-U-S-H.
Yeah.
Like
Smush.
Smush. Yeah. They do really cool stuff. I don't know.
I'd say the Red Hot Chili Peppers for me, not for any musical sense, but just the performative aspect. I'm a big believer in the performance when we're on stage and creating an experience for the audience, doing crazy things like shaving our head, wearing funky outfits, you know, just doing something memorable. I think that the Red Hot Chili Peppers are a really great example of that.
True.
That's true. Oh, Ben has something to say.
My favorite band, or my favorite guitar music at least, is definitely this band from Toronto called Pup. Their lead guitarist is like
everyone's
super insane, and I think it definitely inspires the parts that I write.
Shout out Pup.
Shout out Toronto.
The Six. Yeah. Love it. Shout out Drake.
I think lyrically, like, I don't know if it's true for all of the songs, but I feel like a lot of songs, I kind of turned to a part of my life where I was listening to a lot of, like, Arctic Monkeys, Red Hot Chili Peppers, but also, like a lot of classic rock stuff that, like, the concepts are pretty simple, but the way that they're described, like, comes through in a more, I don't know, engaging context.
Yeah,
it's like you're making analogies to things, comparisons to things, and it paints a picture as opposed to writing a paragraph, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy how like you can take a really simple thing and five people could describe it entirely differently.
Yeah,
subjectivity is everything. Let that sink in. Okay, do you guys have any questions?
Yeah, like going off of like your guys' favorite artists, is there like one song that you could probably listen to on repeat for like 24 hours and you won't get sick of?
That's a great question.
The don't get sick of it part might be the hardest thing because I genuinely will do that with songs where I have one favorite song and I will just spin it on repeat.
But like don't get sick of it within the 24 hours.
Yeah.
Eventually you can get sick of it and then return 5 years later and like look back.
That's an excellent question.
I feel like I do that more with albums than like individual songs.
Yeah, I'll do it with
albums. So what's an album?
Any Title Fight album.
This guy loves Title Fight.
I do. This guy loves Title Fight.
The title of the song is not radio friendly.
Nope.
You
can spell
Pain Away by Peaches. If you know it, you know it. It's a very catchy song.
Nice.
High five.
What is it? NYC Shootout?
No.
This guy's
no.
Rule.
You can think about it. It's hard on the spot.
I mean, I feel like personally, it's either AM by Arctic Monkeys or Hotel California by the Eagles.
Whoa.
Classic picks.
Yeah, those
are
good ones.
For two different reasons. AM, I just think, is like lyrically really good content. It's also just very good sonically, but I think that I just really like it for the lyrics. And I used to listen to Hotel California. I would spin, like I'd alternate every night. But every night I would listen to one side because I had the vinyl for it. And so I'd spin the vinyl as I was going to sleep. And so I listened to that album back to back to back to back. And it doesn't really get old.
Did you dream the songs?
Sometimes. I feel like it's kind of that thing where like you you play Mozart for your baby and then...
And then your baby wakes up Mozart.
Some part of their brain like figures out on a piano. They're like, oh, that sounds really good.
Suddenly I know how to do that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there is.
We
continue.
I have one question. Silence. And it's definitely like a really important one. What's your favorite sandwich?
Whoa. Oh. Maybe we should have
this
continued.
Reuben.
What?
That is. So wait. Do any
like sauerkraut.
Your grandmas like Reubens?
Yes.
So I've had
my grandma loves Reubens.
My grandma also loves Reubens.
Yes.
So maybe your future grandma, like I don't know.
I'd say my grandma. I'd have to ask her, but I think she's a fan.
She never finishes them either. She's like, I need a Reuben, and then she eats like half.
And then it's like you didn't really get
that. Save more for later. It's so good.
I don't like Reubens.
But I like the sauerkraut. You can send it to this guy.
Yeah.
Put it in an envelope.
He'll take whatever Reubens you can give him.
Meatball sub's a good one.
I went with the meatball sub. Deep cut.
That's a good one.
Specifically from the lunchroom.
The lunchroom?
From elementary school.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe.
High school meatball sub. Nothing better than that.
I like I like pesto a lot. So like pesto chicken sandwiches.
Ooh. Those are
good. I work at a deli, so I kind of am sick of sandwiches a little bit. But when I work, I usually get a veggie panini with tofu on it because I don't eat meat. So
shout out vegetarians.
Yeah.
Do you get it with pesto on it?
I get it with pesto mayo, but it's like essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Fire.
Do you not like sandwiches?
I will eat just about anything that's in between bread. I will also just eat bread.
Good.
Yeah.
You give me a nice bread sandwich with just like two pieces of bread
sandwich.
And a piece of bread in between. I'm happy.
So you like toast, dude? Big toast guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Toast the whole
toast
loaf.
Cake.
What is a bread sandwich? Is it three slices of bread? Because the bread is the
That's
filling,
a club sandwich.
Bread club sandwich.
A bread sandwich, is the bread also the filling, so you have three slices of bread?
Yeah.
Or is it just two? Just
yeah,
the outside?
Three.
Well,
three?
Would it be a crust sandwich if you just had two slices of bread? Because then the crust is separating.
The crust is bread.
But what if the outside of the sandwich isn't crust, like a crust piece?
Well, I was thinking of like taking the ends of the bread.
Wait, you guys should write
We're
a song
onto
about
something.
This.
So like an uncrustable, but it's just three pieces of bread just with the corners cut off.
Right.
I see kids taking stuff off of
uncrustable.
Uncrustable with a bread filling.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the epitome of food science.
Yeah, we got to break this down.
Yeah.
Do you think a hot dog is a sandwich?
100%.
It's a taco.
No, it's a taco. I agree.
Wait, it's a taco.
I think a taco is also
a
sandwich.
Whoa, whoa.
This foolishness.
A taco.
It's a taco.
Hot dog is a hot dog.
Taco also a sandwich.
Yeah, true. Taco's a hot dog. Yeah.
Taco is a sandwich.
First?
That's such a hot take.
Wow, lots to think about bread wise.
Bread sandwich.
Have you had a bread sandwich?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. That's a good album name.
Bread sandwich
see the
next album.
Very
yeah,
strange.
Really yeah.
Bread sandwich is a good album name.
Well,
that's like a very Midwest emo title.
Yeah.
Bread sandwich.
Baltimore bread sandwich.
Oh, shout out.
My mom said we couldn't go to McDonald's, so I ate a bread sandwich.
Yeah. Wait, what did they say too? When
good
ice soup?
On the air.
Yeah, you can come back to it.
Ice soup.
All right.
Yeah, let's
hear
some
more.
More
music?
Yeah, this next one, Jan sings. Called cutting room floor.
Cut holes in my laundry. Spin webs with my hair. I'm tempted to say it.
out in the fall. A map to the sharp eyes went to the sky. I whispered in the sand of the road, and I begin. Stitch me a hole, I'll
one more in this tune.
Wait until I
Awesome, awesome. What was that one called?
Oh, yeah, we're chilling for a little bit.
That last one was called Trip Me Up.
Cool, cool. Any questions from...
Yeah, I have a question. This is my favorite thing to ask at exposure, but do you guys have any favorite music videos? Are you big music video fans?
I want to know who did the art for Cage the Elephant, Come a Little Closer. Because the art and the animation in that is real cool. And I remember Owen loved that at one point in time.
Yeah, I was probably like...
Oh, to transcribe, what did you say? Foo Fighters with when he has the spiky hair. He's. I don't know if I'm familiar, but.
What's? Do you know the song?
The famous one.
All my life. Mm,
all my life, monkey wrench.
That's in the Everlong.
It's the Everlong one.
Everlong.
Oh, cool.
That's crazy. Ben, you got a favorite music video?
Oh, do I have a favorite music video? It's a hard question. I'm going to need to think. I've been trying to get my guitar sorted.
Fair enough.
Mine's a oldie but a goodie, Take On Me music video. Yeah. Classic.
Uh-huh.
I think it'd be cool if we could do something with that hand-drawn like style. Yeah. Mm. Especially cool. Now with computers, it's got to be a lot easier.
Right, right.
True.
Yeah. Find a cool artist somewhere.
Would you guys ever make a music video for any of your songs?
Yeah, have you thought about it?
Yeah.
We were working on it. We got sidetracked with our mini tour and like music release, but it's on the agenda.
Yeah. It seems really hard.
Yeah.
It's a lot of scheduling.
We were talking about...
Right.
We talked about it, and then we talked about like scheduling, and then I think we were all just like, for right now, probably not. Like, we spent like an hour trying to figure out scheduling.
We realized how much time it was going to take.
Right.
Yeah.
And how hard it would be to do.
Yeah, so we cool. We put the time towards other things. We put it towards live performances and music releasing.
Right.
And
it was Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
You got to put it towards Halloween costumes. You have a whole budget.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much thought goes into the outfits.
Yeah.
What have been some of your favorite outfits?
Yeah, what's
you've worn
the list?
At shows?
We wore oversized suits to a couple of gigs.
Oh, talking
so
heads action,
good.
Cool.
Obviously,
pajamas. The Battle of the Bands finals. Clown on Halloween.
Mad Scientists.
Mad Scientists in the Slade Basement. Shout out Slade House. Those guys are awesome.
Which one do you regret the most that you were like, oh, I can't believe we picked this one. This pajamas. Is terrible to play in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I went to Resource the day of the Battle of the Bands, and I bought Yon children's dinosaur pajamas, and they were really tight.
Okay.
I wore shorts.
I got a question for y'all. So you've been making music together for a while, so I'm sure you know each other pretty well. So who do you think would be the first one to die in a zombie apocalypse?
Whoa. Yeah.
Or the opposite, like who would survive the best?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Survive, probably.
I'm one of those. I'm dying first or I'm going out last.
Okay. All right.
I don't know, that's a good question.
I feel like there's no obvious...
I don't think
there's
an obvious first death either.
How many zombies could you take down, you think, just solo?
Depends on what I'm equipped with.
How big are they?
Just your hand. Like, we'll be like human-sized zombies, but they're slow.
So, like Minecraft?
And you just got, let's say, like one. Yeah. Minecraft zombie.
Do I have time to prep?
No prep time. No, you're not Batman. Time.
Okay.
Oops.
It's all right. The mic didn't pick it up.
Yeah.
Probably like at least a dozen.
A dozen?
Yeah.
A dozen?
100%.
That's crazy, too.
That's a lot.
Like, all at once, though.
That's a new... I need to write that down. That's a good question.
So that's different. You're fed, like, that's a good point.
Hmm.
I don't know if I... Dude,
like one.
Yeah, I feel like...
I feel like it would be hard to take down just one.
I want to say that I could take one, but honestly, I don't even know. Like, that kind of seems horrible.
Two v one, I think we're all cooked.
I gotta say though, I think Ben would make the best zombie just because he's vegetarian and eat us.
Oh, true.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
zombie.
So true.
No, if I'm a zombie, I'm eating everybody.
You're
first.
He just raids the tofu in your pantry.
Better question. Who eat first?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost 7. Is it time for?
Yeah, you guys got
PSA.
Talk about the tuna cans. Y'all want to know about tuna cans? I love tuna.
A tuna can.
For you?
Well, okay, wait. Before you do that, there's a quick chatter just chatted in. 100 chicken-sized zombies or 10 zombie-sized chickens?
Ooh. It's a great question.
Which one would you pick?
Yeah,
whoa.
For sure chicken-sized zombie, I think.
I think
chicken
so. Yeah.
Zombie.
Yeah, are chickens like dinosaurs?
I mean, if you cut a chicken's head off, it survives. So, like...
It is a zombie,
be
a little bit.
Big chicken with no head and be unstoppable. They're mostly feathers, too.
Yeah.
That's true. How would you get through the
feathers, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Like they're so stupid, though. I feel like they wouldn't even...
But, like, dinosaur is now the same size as ours, so maybe they're smarter.
Yeah.
100 chicken-sized zombies. I'm kicking all of them, I think.
Right.
That's a lot of chickens. It's a lot of zombie chickens. Smaller than you could chicken jockey them.
Yeah, we got a chicken jockey chat as well.
Yes.
Chicken jockey.
That's cool. You have like a live chat.
Yeah,
yeah,
we do.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, live chat. All right, so let's see. Let's hear an announcement from the station here.
Time for your daily scheduled PSA for the fall of 2025 about tinned fish. Are you a serious fan of seafood? If so, have you ever considered trying tinned fish? Tinned fish is tasty, healthy, and often sustainable, and an affordable way to eat some delicious seafood. Most tinned fish is a great source for omega-3 fatty acids, protein, vitamin D, and calcium. Depending on the cans that you buy, tinned fish may be super, super affordable, especially when purchased in bulk. Additionally, it lasts much longer than fresh or frozen seafood, which is dangerous sometimes if you keep it for too long. But up to 5 years after canning, if stored properly, it's totally fine. The next time you're at the grocery store, consider giving some tinned fish a try. This is from your fish-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUVFM Burlington.
That's a lot of letters in a row.
Tate
out.
Nice. Thank you for that helpful announcement.
So yeah, these next three songs are coming from our new EP coming out this June.
Sick.